Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma, and October is our final Earth Month for 2020 as we continue our navigation through the final quarter of this mind-blowing, life-changing, historic year. In the Southern Hemisphere, it is a time for planting seeds, and in the Northern Hemisphere, it's a time for the harvest. As you have sown, so shall you reap. So this month, we must focus our attention on remembering this cosmic truth and consciously choosing to let go of fear and choosing the love. Before live broadcasts and accompanying videos, I've been providing wisdom and insights on how to show up and be the light. And tonight I conclude with reminder number 4, you are divinely connected. But first, just a reminder that when I am broadcasting live like this, you can listen into the show not only through your computer, but through this phone number. It is area code 563-999-3089. Also, I will upload a video of this broadcast to my YouTube channel on Tuesday, hopefully Wednesday at the latest. And you can ask questions or share comments on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio. You can also join my Facebook group and communicate there, and that's Wisdom Walk Supporters. And you can also go to my website, which is www.wisdomwalk2selfmastery.com. And of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can leave questions or comments in the comments section below. But right now, I ask and thank you for sitting or laying back and joining me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and discover the true treasure of being human. Yeah. So here we are, folks. We're coming into the last week of October. And entering into this month, we couldn't imagine that, things would be as they have been. There's been a lot of shifting and changing, but here we are, and we're coming through. And we've got two more months after this of this 2020 transit. And so my prayer and my wish to everyone is that we walk through the remaining time that we have, that our heads held high, and really choosing that love over the fear. So as always, I'm going to start off by honoring the ancestors. I know I said last week and the week before that I wanted to do a tribute to Mr. Carl Landis, who had died recently. But I'm actually going to leave that for November. That's a water month, and he was a water person. So I'm going to kick off the water month with that tribute to Carl. In the meantime, though, I would like you to join with me as I invoke our ancestors and continue to ask them to give us the guidance and the wisdom that we need to stay true to our path during this, again, most tumultuous, radical change time that we're in. So speak their names aloud. They really like that. And join me for this invocation. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to call on the ancestors. Ancestors, 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 we continue to call out to you, for we are in unknown territory in this world, publicly, personally, and we are not sure how to proceed. We're not sure even how to be with this. So we need your help, you who have come through situations even more challenging than what we're going through now, you who remember, you who are able to remember the truth of how the universe works, and you who can see in all directions at once and for whom problems where you are at are not problems for where we are at. So we want to tap into your greater knowing, your wisdom, your love, your understanding of how the universe works so that we can stay, again, true to ourselves, true to our purpose, and most importantly, that we can, in every situation, choose the love over the fear. So, ancestors, 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 we thank you. We thank you for your love and support. And Creator, as always, we thank you for the blessing of the ancestors in the name of all that is holy. I say amen, ashe ho asash, and gabismilan, so it is. Ashe. So I've got some elemental wisdom and some astrological insights that are parallel for this time. And this last week of October really brings us just more appreciation and understanding that we are in a time of great change. So currently, elementally, we are in a water week. It started on the 21st, goes until this Tuesday, the 27th. And then starting on Wednesday, we move into a nature week. Yes. And here's the opportunity. Welcome change. Yes, be courageous in your ability to welcome change. Open the door fully to new transformative challenges and learnings, which the universe is providing in answer to and in support of your prayers, intentions, goals, and annual commitments. Receive the power of love and the supportive and playful energy of the nature element to experience the more of who you are. So here are some distractions to be on the lookout for this week and definitely for the rest of this year. Number one, addictive behaviors in whatever form they take. You know, any addiction is really a malfunctioning of your brain waves and how your brain is firing. And the good news is that it can be healed. We can rewire our brains. So whatever that addictive behavior takes, whatever form, whether it's alcohol and drugs or indiscriminate sex or overworking, overshopping, overuse of Facebook and other social media tools and apparatus, overcompensating for whatever, make note of it. And if you do know of it and you feel like you can't do something about it, that's not true. First, you just make an intention, set an intention that, you know, I need to let this go. Because ultimately, addictive behavior isn't going to benefit you. It's going to destroy you. Number two, being judgmental of yourself and others, not ever a good thing to do, and especially not when you're dealing with change. You want to really stay mindful of letting go of the blame game and opening up to being compassionate. And of course, as always, do your forgiveness work. And number three, last but not least, taking yourself, other people, or things too seriously. And that indicates that, you know, we can get so attached to what I call the single story about a person and about ourselves. And it's really important to let that go, because the truth of the cosmos is that everything is changing and can change. Now, following Wednesday on November the 4th, right after the election here in the United States, the presidential election, we'll begin a mineral week. Yeah, and that's a time for soul connection. And I'll remind you about that in the next broadcast and video. So moving right into the astrological forecast, here's a quote from an astrologer named Kyle Thomas. And you can find him on the astrology.com website. And Kyle says, as October concludes, our lives will shift once again. An emotionally intense week has arrived as planets change zodiac signs and a mighty full moon rocks our paths. Yeah, way cool. So this astrological forecast, as I said, it really parallels the elemental forecast, because the continuing message that the heavens are giving us is that radical change is inevitable. Yes. And so we're going to get some help with that with this blue moon on Halloween. Yes. On October 31st, All Hallows Eve, when the veil between the physical and the metaphysical is considered to be very thin, or more thin than usual, we have a Taurus full moon, and it will be a blue moon because we had the first one on October 1st, and that was that full moon in the sign of Aries. Now, this full moon is exactly conjunct retrograde Uranus, who's also in Taurus. So change may be happening at an accelerated and unpredictable rate. Yeah, that's what all that means. And though this can be tough for stability-seeking Taurus, you know, because Taurus is all about the home, right? It's about comfort. It's about groundedness, stay on course kind of thing. So even though, you know, it brings that energy, because of Uranus, the unexpected will happen. And so unexpected revelations and developments can seem to come out of nowhere. And if you're honest, though, these seeds were probably planted a long time ago. Yeah, that's what the astrologers said. And perhaps we've just been avoiding the reality that something needed to change. So Uranus wakes us up and shakes us out of our complacency. Also this week, with Venus and retrograde Mercury both moving into Libra on October the 27th to the 28th, we can expect, this is interesting, to revisit miscommunications with your relationships or hear from people from the past. If you'd like to clear the air about a matter, you'll now have more charm to discuss it and find an agreement. So that's a good thing, like getting some resolution, right? And finally, Astro Butterfly believes that although this week may be disruptive, it doesn't have to be in a negative or a bad way. She says, this full moon, the universe will be speaking directly to you. It will tell you a very important message, however strange or odd it may seem. So there you have it for what Halloween is bringing us in this last week of October. And, of course, I will put links to that astrological forecast information for you in the description box below the video and also on my Facebook page. So moving right into the rest of the program for tonight, here's my overview. I'm going to do, again, a brief review of what it means to be a light worker in today's world. Next, I will talk about on being divinely connected, what that means, what that can mean, and how we can utilize that to really, again, keep navigating through this time we're in from a place of love rather than fear. And then, of course, I will share some contemplative questions. My quote for tonight, my final one, comes again from James Redfield, the author of The Celestine Prophecy. And in this quote, he says, energy doesn't come to us so much from the things around us, although we can absorb energy directly from some plants and sacred sites. Sacred energy comes from our connection to the divine within us. Yeah. A wonderful, wonderful thought. So on being a light worker, and again, this information I pulled from Ms. Rebecca Campbell and her website, which I will again leave in the description box below. And Rebecca reminds us that, number one, a light worker is anyone who devotes their life to being a bright light in the world. They understand that their actions, no matter how small or big, have the potential to raise the vibration of the planet. Number two, a light worker soul is awake, conscious that their presence matters and that they are part of something bigger than themselves. Number three, light workers are not just tie-dye wearing hippies and healers with dreads. Far from it. They are teachers and chefs, writers and singers, producers and cleaners, mothers and mediums. They're at the country club and the nightclub, in the cafe, in the creche, the boardroom, and the art room. I just love that. And last but not least, a light worker is someone who makes a conscious decision to endeavor to answer the call of Source, which he calls light, over the call of, and of course, I call that choosing love over fear. So, being divinely connected. In the previous broadcast and video, I discussed about being divinely created. And I said that in the course of human history, this is a relatively new concept to believe that everyone is divinely created and has a unique and important purpose. And so the same thing goes for being divinely connected. We are all divinely connected, even those you can't imagine are divinely connected. They really are. And divinity, again, in history, in the past, has been usually only attributed to pharaohs or kings, queens, as well as spiritual and religious leaders. But in modernity, every human now has the opportunity to learn about and respect the divine aspect of our human experience, right? So what does it mean, being divinely connected? Number one, it means that your existence matters more than you know. Number two, God, the universe, or whatever you want to call your greater order and direction, is always on your side. Number three, you have the power to transcend the shadow or fear to the light or the love. Yes, you have the power of transcendence. So let me bring this home for you a little bit with some personal storytelling. So your existence matters more than you know. Because you're connected to the divine, as is everyone, everything you think, say, or do has an impact in ways you can't imagine. So here's a story that happened to me that really brought this home to me and humbled me very deeply. I got invited to do the blessing for a fundraiser for a local nonprofit in Milwaukee. And it was through some people who knew me, and they said, oh, yeah, I'll bring Judge Pyle. Well, that was the first thing that I was surprised about, because I'm like, why didn't they just get a Catholic priest, or, you know, why didn't they want this shaman? So I let go of that, and I accepted it. And I figured, well, you know, fine, at least I'll get a chicken dinner. And so I go, I dress in my robes, African robes, show up as a shaman, show up totally who I am. Spend 5 minutes doing a blessing, acknowledging people, being gratuitous. And I sit down, I have my chicken dinner, and I left. So, like, boom, big, no big deal, right? Nothing happened. Well, I get asked to go back a second year, and I'm like, wow, I really didn't do anything, but I guess it worked for them, so yeah, I'll go back, get another chicken dinner. So I show up, and of course, I got there early so I could be, you know, settled and everything. And while I'm sitting down at my table, a woman rushes over to me with her husband, and she sits down, she takes my hands, she looks in my eyes, and she says, I have to tell you how you saved my life last year. And I'm looking around like, you talking to me? What are you talking about? And as it turns out, this is one of the women who was in charge of setting up the event. And about 2 weeks before the event, a dear friend of hers committed suicide and left behind like a 14-year-old child. And she was just devastated by it, blown away. And she said she just couldn't imagine being able to come to the dinner. But friends and her husband were saying to her, no, no, your friend wouldn't want you to stop living and doing things that matter to you. You got to come. And another friend said to her, you need to go because Jojapa is going to be there and you need to hear Jojapa. And so she said she didn't even know how she got dressed. Her husband helped her. They get in a car. She ends up here. And she said, I got up behind the podium and I started to speak and something came from me into her that just gave her the feeling it's going to be okay. It just like moved out whatever anxiety, fear, what was going on. It was just like this love energy that came into her. And she said to me very sincerely, you really saved my life, and I need you to know if there's anything you ever need, you need to let me know. So you can imagine, I walked out of there that night so humble, so like, oh, my God, because, again, it was like nothing for me. I mean, like 5 minutes to say a prayer and say hi, you know. And so from that day forward, I do not take for granted or I'm not dismissive about the fact that I can carry a light message for someone in ways that I can't even imagine. So very, very important to know. That's what being divinely connected, that's one of the most important things about it that we need to really accept and embrace. And yes, go very consciously and carefully forward in your life to not think that you don't matter, because you do in ways that you can't even imagine. Now, God and the universe always being on your side, what does that really mean? Because it doesn't mean you're not going to be challenged in life. It doesn't mean that bad things won't happen to you. It does mean that everything happens ultimately for your healing and growth toward fulfillment in life. Yeah. And even though at the time it feels like really rotten and crazy and bad, it really has a purpose. So another personal story, and I've talked about this before, but it was when I thought I was going to be living the rest of my life in Milwaukee, in my little shaman house, you know, very happy. I had a downstairs place for work. I lived upstairs. It was all good. Had great neighbors, you know, comfortable, had a garage, basement. Everything was great. So when the financial rug gets pulled out from under me, and it wasn't anything that was surprising, I just really didn't know how to react. In terms of maybe I should prepare, maybe I should do this. I was just like, okay, this is going to happen, but it'll get figured out, I thought. Well, the figuring out was that I needed to leave Milwaukee. And so I can't tell you how much resistance I was in. I was so upset. I was like, God, really? Really? This is the gratitude. This is the payment for all that I've been doing, right? And get all ego on him and her. And, you know, trying to tell God what God's business is, right? You know, of course, that didn't work. And I just had to sit in my pain and my fear, because that's what it was. I was just really afraid, like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And I'd been diagnosed with high blood pressure that was out of control. And I was still trying to learn how to manage that. And I'm like, God, really? I got to go on the road to manage this? Really? You know. Well, I learned to keep my mouth shut and get obedient and to really just open up to learning. I had all the support I needed to be able to move forward. And eventually I got here to Santa Monica, where clearly is a better place for me at this time of my life than Milwaukee would be. And so I've learned from that, again, that, yeah, God really always does have my back. The universe always is on my side. Because I can't see what's coming. I can't know what the outcome is going to be. I just need to have faith and trust that God in the universe really knows best. And that everything that happens, no matter how painful, no matter how scary, is ultimately getting me to a better place. It's growing me. It's healing me. So I can have my fulfillment and my happy endings in life. And then lastly, I want to talk about what this transcendence means, because transcendence to me is one of the most valuable and, you know, I think least appreciated gifts of our divine connection. Because transcendence really means that we can go above and beyond whatever circumstance we find ourselves in that isn't working for us. We can go above and beyond. And sometimes that going above and beyond doesn't happen in a physical form, but it can happen in an emotional, psychological, mental, and most importantly, spiritual form, meaning that, yeah, I can be in a situation that doesn't really physically support me, but there's something that allows me to be in it, to be appreciative, and to have faith that more is coming, you know, to have that tolerance. And so this transcendence piece is so powerful. And the experience of transcendence, of going to a next level, it all starts with acceptance. Like, you have to accept the situation you're in. You can't be telling yourself, I shouldn't be in this. This shouldn't happen to me. No, you have to accept it. You have to say, yeah, this is not okay, and I'm in a bad situation, or I'm in a painful situation. And the next thing you have to do is surrender your knowing about it, meaning you've got to let go of the judgment and the fear and the blame and the shame and the guilt or whatever you're doing to define what it's really about. And it's surrendering to your greater order and direction so that you can get more guidance. You know, like me leaving Milwaukee, I needed to get more guidance about what is this really about. So I had to surrender to what I thought it was about. You know, I'm a failure. I can't manage my money. I don't know this and that, all that kind of stuff. I had to let it go. And then I had to do forgiveness. And that's the other important piece of transcendence, because you have to release, you have to let go. And forgiveness is really about letting go of holding on to pain that is really not yours anyway, or holding on to shame for pain that you may have done or given to somebody else. So we have to do that forgiveness piece. And then last but not least, it's about stepping into faith, meaning that you're able to make decisions, take actions in the face of no evidence of how something will turn out, but you're believing that it will be for the best. So again, transcendence is the result of acceptance, surrender, forgiveness, and having faith. So here's a personal challenge and awareness opportunity for you this week, these contemplative questions. Number one, what challenging or painful issue or situation is happening in your life that you need to accept? Yeah. Challenging or painful situation or issue in your life that you need to accept right now. Number two, what will help you surrender to a greater order and direction regarding this issue or situation? Number three, why wouldn't you forgive the person, persons, or who and whatever you are blaming for the issue? Because I was blaming God, and I really needed to let that go. And then lastly, what can you do to demonstrate a willingness to believe that there is treasure in the trouble? Yeah. So once again, I will post these contemplative questions in the description box below the YouTube video. I will also post it on my Facebook page. And if you haven't already, I invite you to like and to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit the bell for all postings. And for that, I am humbly and gratefully grateful. So I'm going to close out tonight, as always, with thanking my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker. I also got to say hi to the president of Black Hole Radio, Brother Forrest, this evening. Always a pleasure to do that. And again, thank you both, and to the entire Black Hole Be Well family for, again, supporting my work and giving me platform in this way. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, and I was told that Miss Lynn was going to be listening tonight, and a new person, Miss Maria from Mexico, and I'm very grateful for that. And I think Miss Susan listens. She might not listen live, but she does listen later. And of course, I want to thank my number one fan, Miss Sarah, who believes in and shares her spiritual essence and her light with all whom she meets and comes into contact with. Yeah. To all of you who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are, to my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters from around the world, like Asu and Ina, and to those who may be listening or watching for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your support. Now, next week, I'll be introducing the first of 5 broadcasts and YouTube videos for my November theme of welcoming the age of Aquarius. Yeah, I'm really excited to get into that. The book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, still available through Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Nobles, and other online booksellers. I would love to get into a bookstore and see if it is actually there in physical form. It would be so exciting. And I also want to say to those of you who love books and reading like I do, please support your local bookstores. And even if one's not local, but you hear they're in trouble, send them $5, like The Strand in New York City. I love that bookstore, and they're reaching out for support. They're having trouble. So let's help out the bookstores as much as we can. It's so important. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Now, have a safe, healthy, and happy Nature Week full of change. Open up to that change. Remember, we are still in the midst of a global pandemic. So wear your mask, practice social distancing, wash your hands, pay attention to science safety and avoid perceived safety. And most importantly, please, please remember, you are not disposable, but you are divinely created, divinely connected. You are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.